Hi. Sorry. Before I start, I just want to make a brief announcement. I'll be passing out these bookmarks. They are a link to an online memoir called The Bone Marrow Queen. The piece was written by a good friend of ours, Melissa DeFatta, who is a Pitt student. Melissa passed away in August of 2010. This is a story of her undergoing a bone marrow transplant. It is a fantastic piece. I know people are looking around and, you know, everybody looks upset, but it's not one of these pieces. It's something that once you read it, when you see someone that hasn't read it, you feel bad for them. So I'm just gonna pass them out this way. Real. I've been looking at pictures of you for over a year. You are a friend of a friend, someone who in reality is just an acquaintance. I went to high school with him. I think the two of you went to college together. The first picture I saw of you, you were on top of a mountain. You had sunglasses over your eyes and a black and white scarf wrapped around your head. I had to see your face. I clicked through and you left yourself open to me. I clicked, your back was facing me. I had to see your face. I clicked, you were on the beach, sunglasses still on. I had to see your eyes. When I was a child, I was given a toy camera with a roll of slides nested in it. Click, a female lion with two cubs huddled close to her. Click, a baby panda alone in the woods. Click, Kilimanjaro covered in snow. I wished for the slides to be endless, for the reel to keep going, and I aimed it out the window where the sunlight could hit it directly, brightening my view. The pyramids, click, the Eiffel Tower, click. I dreaded the moment where the reel would end and the first image of the lions would reappear. I clicked faster. You were a child in front of a birthday cake with six candles. You were Tinkerbell for Halloween, Puck in a Midsummer Night's Dream. I became addicted to clicking. Your name is Charlotte, Lottie, Grub. You like cats and hate rude people. Click. Your father is holding you as an infant over a baby pool and you are crying. Click, you graduated high school. Lottie Grubb has bright blue eyes and her skin is jaundiced like dry glass. Lottie Grubb is angry at the world. Another click says, help Lottie Grubb fight cancer. You lie in bed with a black kitten wrapped around your neck and your t-shirt says, if you can read this, you're too close. The t-shirt is white and so is the linen. I can't tell if this is your home or a hospital room. Lottie Grubb has cancer. There are pages and pages of support. Help Lottie go to college. Help Lottie fight her sickness. All I could do is click. Past your horseback riding lessons, the underground river in Guatemala, the broken umbrella in Paris, places I've always wanted to see. Half envy, half wanting to know more, I clicked at home before I fell asleep, at work when there was nothing to do, when I fought with my mother over the dishes in the sink. Everything turned into thinking about you, wanting to help Lottie Grubb. I asked you to be my friend because I felt bad looking through your life without your permission. I wanted you to click through mine. I have black eyes and fair skin. My life is not as exciting as yours. I am worth 8 good clicks and the rest is junk. I am a star trapped in this life. I don't put up with bullshit. I care about the people I love. I am at a bar on my 21st birthday. I don't think you drink. People with cancer don't drink. I am at Niagara Falls with my mother when I was 19. I graduated high school. I went to community college for 2 months and hated it and started selling perfume at a department store. I am in a white shirt and black striped pants. My friend Alan says I look hot, but Alan is interested in men and is looking to be friends. I am 6 in front of a lopsided birthday cake. It's one thing you and I have in common. You agreed to be my friend. When I clicked through you with permission, I found 4 videos and a note about books. You liked a video of a kitten riding a tortoise. It made sense. Lottie Grubb likes cats and hates rude people. You were honest with me. You were in a relationship. His name is Ben, and it's complicated. Ben is very protective. He's only one click, and that click shows you. Lottie Grubb is in the hospital. I wanted more than that. I felt entitled to it after months spent wandering. There was not a button that said more. I said, get well soon, because it's the polite thing to do. You did not thank me, and I tried not to take it personally. I started thinking about hospitals in the area and which one you would be at. I looked up cancer and hospital and Lottie Grubb. Your cat is sitting in front of a flat-screen TV with her mouth wide open. You say it's the best thing you've ever seen in your life. You have a paper crown on your scalp and you're laughing. Your thin lips are stretched apart and chapped. You are running away in an open field of green grass. You are running back with your arms wide open. Lottie Grubb is incurably sad. Lottie Grubb doesn't know what to say. Help Lottie Grubb fight cancer. All I do is keep clicking. I am trapped in a circle of pandas and lions. I am limited by the cycle of the small paper disc. Click, you are Alice in Wonderland for Halloween in 2007, the year I stayed home with the flu and no kids came to our door. There are no pictures of me around our house. My mother does not care for photography. She likes inanimate objects, rocks and shells and potpourri. She doesn't want to look at a different life. Lottie Grubb loves each and every one of you. A girl named Ashley said you would be missed. Sarah said you were strong for all you've endured. The more they said, the less you did, until you were swallowed by their kindness. I clicked frantically through them, looking for you. You were in a wheelchair with an ice cream cone in your hand. You were with your friend Julia at the park. You were with Ben on a jet ski. There were bits of you everywhere. Everything was one form of you. Julia said she misses you already. Catherine said she'll always love you. I clicked to help Lottie Grubb fight cancer. It said thank you to everyone who supported Charlotte through this rough time. There would be a viewing at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. I clicked for directions. I wrote them down on a scrap piece of paper. On Wednesday, I thought of who I'd say I was. I could be a distant friend, a worker at the hospital, but no one asked. I hid in the corner of the dark room where they showed pictures of you. Click. You were in Puerto Rico with your sister. You were in a canoe. You were running for the cure. Ben sat in the back beside the projector. He kept his head tilted backward against the wall. You were in a car smiling, and you were giving us all the finger. Ben laughed first, and following him, everyone in the room echoed like a prayer. He had tears in his eyes, and I wondered how it ever could have been complicated. They said you were a gift from God, an art masterpiece on loan. I clicked through your whole life that night, and when I was done, I went backwards. I wanted to see you get younger and healthier. I wanted to bring you back. I slouched over the counter at work. I wanted to break this cycle. I wanted to drift from one form of life to another, the ice-cold mountaintops, the tall blades of the savannas. I noted that your death date was 8-9-10, and that my birth date was 6-7-8-9, and that in that way you completed me. I noted that I thought too much about you.